The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. I wish I was still at the Community Bowl, because that was so darn much fun. It was unbelievable. Not too far from the studios of 550 K-Fire in East Rosser in Mandan, North Dakota. Bismarck, North Dakota, rather. What the heck is that? You let some kids in the studio, Todd, or what?
We're already indoctrinating him.
Yeah. East Rosser is in Bismarck, not Mandan, by the way. But it's just Bismarck, Mandan, every corner of North Dakota electric over the draft day celebration. That's what it was. And, of course, now we know that Carson Wentz is a Philadelphia Eagle. You'd had to have been under a rock not to know that by now. But I have to tell you, I was crazy enough to give out my cell phone number yesterday for people to text in either one or two for which position that Carson Wentz would go in the draft. And I literally had to leave the phone plug in the entire day because it was melting from how many texts were coming in. Never seen anything like it. And we'll have a winner today of a 10-pound pack of Cloverdale bacon. In fact, I was watching the draft eating Cloverdale bacon last night. That's how fired up I was. I was just, it was so fun. I got the Traeger going a little bit before draft time, and by the time the draft was on, I had the bacon there and watched it all happen, and it just was incredible. Priest waving the Dakota Bowl deal, that was just a Community Bowl, rather. I mean, it was a marvelous, marvelous day. Anyway, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 booming to the Bakken. In good old Tioga, North Dakota, and Stanley, and Ray, and Watford City, and Williston, and Newtown, thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. We appreciate you. This first hour of the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Cramer, I've been talking for what seems like 100 hours now, so I hope your voice is doing better than mine. How are you today?
My voice is pretty good so far, Scott. I'm doing very well, thank you. And like you and everybody else in North Dakota, I watched the draft last night on my flat screen TV in my office, and boy, was it exciting.
It really was. It's so cool. There's so many angles to this. I want to talk about it with you a little bit today. I know that obviously representing North Dakota as the one and only member of the House of Representatives, the events like this matter. You know, they just do.
Do they ever. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I'll give you a good illustration of it. Yesterday, I was with my friend Chris Collins from New York, who said, hey, I'm heading out to Chicago this afternoon for the NFL draft. I'm having an event there. He said, I bet you wish you were coming with me. I said, well, you bet I am. He said, well, do you know Carson Wentz pretty well then? I said, I really don't. I said, he's a classmate of my daughter's. I know his family a little bit, but 750,000 North Dakotans know Carson Wentz. He said, 200 million Americans know Carson Wentz. He said, which is such, you just sort of think about that and smile, knowing that.
Incredible. I mean, the brand identity, and you've said all along, I mean, set aside the football thing, what's happening in the oil production? What is happening in the, given the fact we have a war on coal and these efforts with the clean power plant and everything else, North Dakota at the center of that. I mean, an ag giant worldwide. I mean, and when you are one member of 435 in the United States House, one member representing an entire state, that kind of stuff helps you build relationships more than anything, right?
It is, without question, I get to carry a brand that obviously no other member of the House of Representatives gets to carry. And in the People's House, where it is representative, it's really a tremendous advantage. It's like being the dean of the Texas delegation.
Yeah, it's so darn fun. It is unbelievable.
It is.
It really is. By the way, the Talk Radio Town Hall today is here for your questions and comments on the news of the day, anything that's on your mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for all of you, and there were a lot of you. I don't know if it made it to the thousands, but it was sure in the hundreds that texted yesterday a guess on whether Carson Wentz would go first or second to win some Cloverdale bacon. We're going to have the winner announced before the end of the program. We literally are having to – we want to do this fair, so we're writing down the numbers, putting them in a hat, and then we're going to draw before the end of the show. But it's been quite a process to get to it here, so we're going to do that before the end of the show as well. But we have a lot of things to cover with Congressman Kramer. He was unable to join us on Wednesday. I believe that was because Donald Trump was giving a little speech, right?
Well, I did. I had a markup in the Energy and Commerce Committee, and that led right into Mr. Trump's major speech downtown on foreign policy. And so I had a little meeting with him prior to the speech, and then, of course, sat there during the speech and watched. And so, yeah, so there was a lot going on Wednesday. I might just, for this sort of programming note, as you say in the biz, let you know that we are going to be voting here sometime during this hour, probably, Scott. As you all know, and your listeners are familiar with that, that just means that for a few seconds every now and then I'll have to run in, cast my vote, and run back out. But you also should know that as soon as votes are over, which is going to be sometime close to the end of the show, I will be going to the floor to give a one-minute speech in honor of Carson Wentz. So that's
awesome.
Just a little programming note. Yeah.
So when does that happen? Because we'll get C-SPAN and we'll pick it up live as it happens. That's going to happen what time?
It should happen sometime around 10:45, 10:50 our time. So it's going to be right near the end of, you know, the last segment probably of Talk Radio Town Hall, depending on how long debate goes. You know, nothing's easy to predict around here, but it'll either be close to 11 o'clock or shortly after 11 o'clock.
Somebody just texted me. Somebody just texted me when I win, meaning the Carson Wentz, draft trivia contest. When I win, I would like the Applewood thick slice, please. You know,
there's somebody that knows their bacon.
Yeah, exactly. And most of these comments, the love of Cloverdale bacon. I told T.J. Russell this yesterday. Is just unbelievable. So anyway, hang tight. We're going to get to the winner on that. We also have some draft day fun that we'll be doing throughout the program today. Next hour, Talk Radio Town Hall with Wayne Stengem, North Dakota Republican candidate for governor. So we have that as well. So Kevin, you're from Candu, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Speaking of the draft, right? And I want to play a little trivia question, trivia game here for you. Who is also from Candu, North Dakota, that would have actually been in a draft?
Now, are you asking me? Because this is too easy for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Do I get bacon? Do I get bacon if I know this?
Well, I'll ask PJ if we have any more to give.
Of course, number 41, Dave Osborne, alum of the University of North Dakota, as well as Candu High School, formerly known as the Candu Cubs. For Dave, both of his schools have had to change their mascots. But so Dave Osborne, interestingly, was he and his wife Bev were babysat my wife Chris when she was growing up in Candu, and he went to school with my dad and my uncles. But Dave was drafted, if you can imagine this now, in the 13th round. Now, of course, they only go about 7 or 8 rounds now, I think, in the draft. They certainly don't go to 13. And I think his first season was $9,000 paid.
Well, you said you think. Let's ask him. He's on our newsmaker line right now.
Hey,
Dave Osborne.
Hey, Kevin, you're doing a good job. You got everything right.
So far, that's a good time to break in because Scott knows what happens if I keep talking.
Yeah, he was exactly right. There was, back in those days, the draft was held in one day. It was on a Sunday afternoon when a football game was going on. And there was 20 draft choices. And the AFL had a separate draft, and the NFL had a separate draft. So, and you were right, Kevin. I got $9,000 as a 13th round draft choice.
So here's what I want to know: Minnesota Viking legend Dave Osborne with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall of the Conference with Kevin Kramer. How much was your contract? What'd you sign for in that big day?
I got I always tell people, you know, that I signed the same year that Joe Namath did. You know, Joe Namath was the big guy, and he was number one draft choice. And I always tell people that Joe Namath and myself got $401,000 bonuses between the two of us. And the only thing, he got the $400,000, I got the one. So I was just a little guy. But actually, I signed the contract for $9,000 for my first year, and I turned down an offer of $10,000 with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, because I thought I could always, you know, if I didn't make it with the Vikings, I could always go up there. Bud Grant was the head coach, and he was trying to recruit me at that time. And so, but, you know, back then it was before the TV and all that so forth. Well, it had TV, but, I mean, it wasn't near the big contracts the teams had. So it wasn't until around 1980 when the big money started coming in.
Have you been watching the hysteria with Carson Wentz, another North Dakota boy drafted?
Oh, I sure have. I've been keeping an eye on that, and that was that's quite a nice deal to be the number one round like that and be a quarterback and you know, not only play at North Dakota, but actually from North Dakota, from Bismarck, you know. So now that I was watching that, that's for sure. And he sure seems like a classy young man, too. I just hope the best for him.
Yeah, that's really neat. We have to go to a break here, Kev, but hang on a sec. We're going to go to a break. And, Dave, if you don't mind, hang on through the break, and we'll finish on the other side here and give Kev a chance to chat with Dave, too. I want to hear this story about that bonus. It was literally only a buck. A buck bonus? I got to hear this story. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Take spring up a notch at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Our heavy-duty wide-span shelving is 20% off. Clean up with a Karcher pressure washer, $119.99. Find a full line of lawn and garden, including a commercial-grade 50-foot hose for only $15.99. Upholstery foam is 35% off. That's our lowest price ever. See our entire sale ad at maxhardware.com. And remember to register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you What's on Your Mind. One of our fine sponsors, the North Dakota Oil Can program, is something you should learn about. Find them on Facebook, North Dakota Oil Can. You can also find them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Next week, we're going to get another update on what is happening at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That's now less than a month away, and that is when really the entire, you know, oil world descends on Bismarck, North Dakota. It's a big deal, and obviously with prices where they are right now, a lot of folks saying, where is this going to turn? Where is it going to change? Unbelievable information. They've got incredible speakers. So Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and we'll tell you more about that as well when we chat with Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. I believe Wednesday next week we're doing that, so look forward to that. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your questions and comments on any and all topics are welcome at 800-228-0550. We're also having a little fun with the fact that a North Dakota boy done good, drafted number 2 in the first round of the NFL draft yesterday, and Dave Osborne, Minnesota Viking legend, fellow can-do North Dakota native, the Congressman Cramer, chat with us. Kev, before the break, you wanted to ask something to Dave before we let him go.
Well, I remember Dave was talking about the fact that he and Joe Namath got $401,000 signing bonus between the two of them. You know what? I remember a funny story David told me one time about the negotiating that thing. I think it was the Thunderbird Hotel, as I remember. But anyway, what you and Dev were able to do with your big signing bonus, I just thought that's the greatest North Dakota perspective I've ever heard about professional sports.
Yeah, we negotiated that big contract. I got that $1,000 bonus, you know, and my wife and I went back to Grand Forks, and I was still had to finish my senior year of college because the draft was about in November back in those days. But I remember we didn't have too much living in the married housing out there at UND, paying, I think we paid $35 a month rent for the 10 huts. And that included your heat and lights. And we didn't have much, so I remember we took that $1,000 and we went and bought a stereo. You know, they had the big old console stereos, you know, and with the big round records, 75s or whatever they were, 45s or something. And we got that stereo, and we got a new couch. And that stereo cost $150, I remember. And then we got a new couch, a chair, 2 end tables, and a coffee table for $200. And that was pretty darn fancy. And we were the kings out there, boy, with that. So we kept a little bit of the bonus to pay some tuition with. So anyway, that was my bonus. Back in those days, it was a little bit different than it is today.
So now, yeah, how did you I'm sorry, Kev. How did you negotiate that? I'm kind of curious. I mean, if you Kevin mentioned you did the Thunderbird Hotel. I mean, are a bunch of players going in with the Vikings executives and negotiating, and you find out somebody has more or less than you, and you know what they
No,
ask
it
for?
Was a, whole different deal then. You know, they asked Bev and I to come down to the game. We come down to a football game. It was in November, and the draft was on during the game. So Bev and I were sitting out in the stands watching the game. It was cold. It was in late November. My wife was 8 months pregnant, I believe, at the time, and all of a sudden they called me at halftime. They called me up to the press box and said, "Dave, we just drafted you number 13. We want you to sign. Everybody, all draft choices up to 13 have already signed, and we want you to sign." Well, I said, "No, I can't sign because that would make me ineligible for track, and I ran on the track team. Plus, I would lose my scholarship because you'd lose your scholarship if you were a professional." So they said, "Well, no, we don't want you running track. You know, we don't want you doing that. It's not good for you to run track." And they were making all this stuff up. And so finally, I kept stalling off and stalling off. And I knew I had to, my plane left at 5 o'clock to head back to the city. So we stalled them off, went back to the Thunderbird Hotel. And about that time, a guy knocked on the door. A guy comes in and he said, "Oh, Dave, we're sorry that your flight was canceled at back to Grand Forks. We're trying to get you on that 8 o'clock plane tonight." Well, the plane wasn't canceled. They just had me cooped up. And if I wouldn't have signed that contract, I'd probably be still sitting that Holiday Inn or that Thunderbird. They tore the Thunderbird down, so I guess I wouldn't be there. But anyway, that's I finally ended up signing the deal, and they paid for my lost my scholarship, but they reimbursed me for that for the rest of the year and so forth. And I mean, it was a good choice. I'm glad I was there. I spent my career there. It was a great time, and we had some great teams, and it all worked out. But I only wish I knew then what I know today, how they were trying to trick me. As it turned out, no one had signed yet. I was the only one. I mean, they told me everybody signed. It was quite a deal back in those days.
An agent might have come in handy.
Yeah, that's right.
I think a little better of agents now after that story.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, that's great stories, Dave. Thanks a ton for doing this. Kevin, anything else you want to say to Dave?
No, I hope to see Dave somewhere other than the next funeral in Candu.
Well, that's exactly right. Nice talking to you again, Kevin. We hope to get together one of these days.
All right, man.
Take care.
Bye now.
The legendary Minnesota Viking, Dave Osborne. Terry in Bismarck has a question on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Terry.
Thank you, Congressman Kramer, for being accessible to the public. Could I have a tongue-in-cheek question? When you get appointed to Secretary of Energy, may your living quarters improve?
What did you say?
He said if I get appointed, he said when, but if I get appointed Secretary of Energy, will my living quarters improve?
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't sized up the office for the Secretary of Energy. Or not. Here's the funny thing about that he's referring to the fact that I sleep in my office along with about 100 of my closest friends sleep in their offices, including our Speaker of the House, because unless you're wealthy, there's hardly any other way to do it in Washington. But I was thinking the other thing about it is it's really quite prudent. I could either spend $2,000 renting a bedroom, or I can keep that $2,000 for my family and keep my home in Bismarck. I don't know how much a cabinet secretary makes, to be honest with you, so it would depend somewhat on my ability to...
Might be $1 more than you're making now.
It might be. I'm afraid that might be the case. But great question. I'm not too worried. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Terry. I couldn't hear the other part, but that's good. But in all seriousness, I mean, a Hill newspaper story this week, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about it on the air. I did mention it, but I had a Facebook post about it. What did you make of that?
Well, it's interesting. I've had, of course, other reporters are, you know what happens when a rumor like that or a story like that that talks about a potential cabinet post in a potential Trump administration comes out, it's amazing how much interest there is among other news outlets. So I've been getting a lot of that inquiry. But the reality, Todd, is, of course, we're still working on getting 1,237 delegates locked down so that Donald Trump can be the nominee, and then after that we have to beat Hillary Clinton, and then after that we can start talking about who might fill the Trump cabinet. But it's certainly been interesting. What's been heartwarming to me is the support I've been getting from other members of Congress, senior members of Congress, who have said, you know, they have actually recommended that to reporters, recommended that story, because I didn't really know where it came from other than somebody just concluding somewhat logically that.
Well, how it works in Washington is you recommend yourself for the position to a reporter,
right.
You know, who writes the story and floats your name, right? And then
you're
saying, hey, can you get that out there? But this one was actually the Hill going through every position in the administration and saying, who would be potential candidates for all of these? The only two for Secretary of Energy in a Trump administration was Sarah Palin and Kevin Cramer. So that's pretty, pretty extraordinary. Take a break. Come back with more. Joe in West Hope has a question. Get to Joe after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I did not get anywhere near enough sleep last night for just all kinds of dumb reasons. But you know what? The sleep I did get was pretty darn good, and that's credited to my pillow. Todd and I always say that, don't we, Todd? We say, hey, that's what's going to save us in this crazy radio business is our pillow, because you don't always get a lot of sleep, but the sleep you do get at least is that REM sleep. How'd you sleep last night, Todd? You get it? You get 4, 5, 6 in? He says he's back, but I don't hear him. I don't know. Anyway, MyPillow works for me. 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Scott, and get 50% off. And the 4-for-1 deal. It's a really good deal right now that we have exclusive to our audience. That's why we say use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Joe in West Hope, your question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, I do have a question. I heard commercials with Doug Burgum on talking about he won't take a paycheck. He's just going to let it be absorbed back into wherever it came from. Mm-hmm. Where does that go? Where does it get absorbed to? I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense. If you, in these elections, people just throw statements out there and it's partial information. But I'm just curious. Okay, so you don't want to take a paycheck and you want everybody to think you're doing really good and that money is going to be absorbed. Where?
Okay, well, now that's a question for somebody that's a state policymaker. But I can tell you, as I recall, and I can only say what I recall, when I was a state official, I think there's some prohibition on actually not taking your paycheck. I might be wrong. I suppose, and I'm just going to suppose, he could give it back to the Treasury. But if he asked for my advice, and he hasn't on this issue, I would recommend giving it to some cause like the North Dakota Historical Society Foundation, or even the Governor's Residence Foundation, something like that that is charitable. And has the impact of helping the taxpayers with an expenditure or with some responsibility. That would be the way I would approach it if I were in his circumstance. But literally, I don't know what he's allowed to do and not to do.
I think, if I had to get into the head of Doug Burgum, he's probably trying to say, I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because I love North Dakota and give back, okay? But I honestly looked at that when I first saw it and saw it. You know, it's insignificant. Even though it's a lot of money in the grand scheme of a state budget, right? And it's more symbolic and it's more political, honestly. It looks like what a politician would do. And I don't think people should be. I personally don't think people should apologize for getting paid for doing a job.
myself. No, I don't either, well, and I agree with Kevin. That's exactly, as a business owner myself, we know exactly where our dollars are going when we let them be absorbed into a community. And I think that's important for people to understand and know that, you know, it's going to go for a great cause. And I totally agree with you, Kevin, on defining that maybe a little bit better.
Well, as I recall, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. As I recall, wasn't there some push with because of the deficit or the debt for members of Congress to give back their salaries or take pay cuts or, you know, I mean, there's always political, you know, chess match being played. I want to ask you about a different issue related to ads, and this one has also come from the Burgum campaign and also now being responded to in the by the Stengem campaign, and that is the Obamacare deal. We get calls, and I have a call from a listener that I'm going to play for Wayne Stengem next hour that I played for Doug Burgum earlier, just said, I'm confused. I hear this ad and say he's against Obamacare, and the other guy said, what's the real deal? Now, I remember on King versus Burwell, which is what, and as soon as you start mentioning names of, plaintiffs in legal crisis. So let me start over. Can you, in English, just tell me why Doug Burgum is able to say that Wayne Stengem was the only Republican attorney general to support something that I believe also was dealt with in Congress?
Sure. So King v. Burwell was the most recent major case to try and roll back Obamacare that was launched by, King is, of course, filed the suit against Burwell, who Burwell was the secretary, or is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The case was over whether the plain language of the law, that is to say the Obamacare law, should be enforced, and the plain language being that states who did not have a state exchange, whether the people from those states who are on the federal exchange were allowed to get the tax credit. The plain language of the law was clearly that they couldn't. The intention of the law was that they couldn't. The intention of the law was to force states into having state exchanges. So states like North Dakota, who chose not to have a state exchange, really removed that obligation. So King filed that lawsuit, and a whole bunch of Republican attorneys general and Republican governors, Republican-run states, joined that lawsuit. A whole bunch of Democratic-run states supported, in an amicus brief, supported Burwell, that is to say Obamacare and the Obama administration, and one of those states was North Dakota, but North Dakota is the only Republican state to do so. That is a fact. However, I think the characterization of that situation, that Wayne Stengem, having signed the amicus with the Democratic attorneys general and the administration, somehow supports Obamacare, I think that is an exaggerated conclusion. So in essence, it's like a lot of political issues. You know, both sides have some truth in them. I will tell you, North Dakota joining that side, in my view, was a very big political mistake, and I think it was a legal mistake, frankly. I think the clear language of the law was such that we Republicans were on the right side. However, the Attorney General, as I understand it, his argument is for joining the Democrats is noble in the sense that he was defending the North Dakotans who were on the federal exchange and receiving the tax credit. That said, his obligation is to the law. And so that's a fair, honest, transparent debate. I just think the conclusion that he somehow was the only Republican that supports Obamacare is a false conclusion.
Okay, because, and I asked Doug Burgum that. I said, do you think Wayne Stengem supports Obamacare? I don't honestly remember his answer, but it was kind of a dance on that particular point. but it is factual. It is factual to say he was the only Republican attorney general to join that effort on King versus Burwell. What you just said, you thought
that was a fact.
Yeah.
I think it was a bad decision, too.
And when that happens, and you're in Congress trying to fight that, and then your attorney general, who's of your same party, does that, does that cause you problems?
Well, it raised a lot of eyebrows, I can tell you that, and I endured a lot of, questioning about it, to say the least. I did not join the amicus brief. Some members of Congress did. I did not, because for obvious reasons. And that said, it should also be noted that in the King v. Burwell, the administration won at the Supreme Court. So the decision of the administration was upheld in the Supreme Court. So, but that said, yeah, it's a tough political position to be in, obviously. But I'm a big boy, and I can defend myself just fine on that. But I do think it was an error. I think it was a bad judgment. But I have no doubt that Wayne Stengem opposes Obamacare. You know, so again, I don't mean to sort of dance around it. Those are the facts.
Yeah, no, I don't think you are dancing around it. I think what you're saying is that both sides can factually say they put forward an argument that is withstands the, you know, scrutiny. But, you know, to extrapolate because he did that means he now does this, there's where you get in trouble. But welcome to politics.
That's where you're getting from.
You know, welcome.
And I would say, Scott, this about just, again, the observation. I have been in knockdown, drag out, brutal campaigns year after year after year. And I honor that. I cherish that in many respects. And I do think that there's a little bit too much defensiveness sometimes that happens in politics. And just get out there and state your case, you know. And if you think the other guy's, you know, out of line, state why he's out of line. And but don't be upset that the other guy is stating his case, you know. And I've seen a lot of that in politics, and I find it. And I'm thinking especially as much as anything the presidential campaign. You know, we all have these opportunities. Go out and state your case and make your case. And if you're disingenuous, then it's the other person's job to point to that fact. And if, but don't complain that somebody has attacked you. You know, I one thing you'll never hear me do is demand an apology.
Okay, we have about
one of the craziest gimmicks.
We only have 2 minutes left here, and I know you have to give a forced speech, which is going to be about Carson Wentz, which we're going to record if we can't take it live with the break or whatever. So we'll let you go here. But I do want to go kind of rapid fire. Is Donald Trump the nominee of the Republican Party?
He's the nominee, and he's going to get to 1237, locked down, and that doesn't even count all of the unbound delegates that are pledged to him.
So does that mean North Dakota delegates don't necessarily matter anymore as far as they're going to go there having to make a call, Cruz versus Trump, in your mind?
Well, yes, I believe that's the case. However, there's going to be a first ballot vote. Their vote will be counted just like everybody else's. They're just not going to be bound. But I don't think any North Dakota delegate's vote is going to be the one that puts Donald Trump over the top.
I want to ask
he'll be over the top without him.
Yeah, I want to ask you about one other thing here. The 9/11 Commission, 28 pages that are classified, has some people believing there's a smoking gun in there. Have you reviewed it? Mm-hmm.
I have. I read it yesterday, actually, which, by the way, was no small matter.
You're not able to tell. Yeah, right. I mean, you're not able to tell us that it's classified, but you've seen it. USA Today.
I've seen it. Yeah.
What I want to ask you is that, the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission in USA Today basically said there's no there. Would you share that assessment?
Right. I would share that assessment. They put out a piece a couple of days ago that was run in USA Today. I would concur with their conclusion. Now, they're experts. I'm not. But having read it, and I tried to read it in the context of evidence, you know, having been a former regulator looking at a lot of evidence and evidentiary testimony, there's a lot of hearsay in it. I just don't think there's a there. But I do think it has to be reviewed in the context of the 9/11 Commission reports. Because this really wasn't, this 28 pages doesn't come from the commission directly. It comes from intelligence gathering that was done by the Intelligence Committee. And this gets really weedy when you start talking about who's in charge of what. But right now, the Obama administration, through their Director of National Intelligence, has charge of that 28 pages, if you will. And its classification system, whether it's classified or declassified. My personal view is it should be declassified. I don't. They're having read it, but I understand also the concern. Their name.
Lucky for you, we don't have time for my John Boehner question on calling Ted Cruz Lucifer. I'll tell you what,
John Boehner unbridled.
Bad news. But anyway, go get that fourth speech on Carson Wentz, and we'll chat with you next week. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas, NDSC Program Coordinator, talking about one solution available to improve safety in North Dakota's agriculture industry.
Operation Lifesaver is one of many North Dakota Safety Council's safety programs. We're a nonprofit public education program designed to reduce collisions, injuries, and fatalities around railroad tracks. So we do this by providing free education to all types of audiences. Ag industry is definitely one of our audiences, especially in the spring and fall times. We really try to get out to those truck drivers who are hauling the grain and farmers who are driving equipment across those tracks and spread our messages. Our message is to always expect to train. It's really important that everybody, every time they cross the tracks, are expecting to train and are making sure that they are crossing safely.
To learn more about Operation Lifesaver or to request a free presentation, go to ndsc.org/Operation Lifesaver.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Eleven before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Guess what I have in my hand? Todd, the radio god Mitchell. You know what that is?
A piece of paper.
It is a piece of paper. And what's written on the piece of paper, do you think, Todd?
Oh, boy. Who's going to be the proud winner of Cloverdale bacon?
Oh, you're a smart dude. That Todd, nothing gets by him. Manny, you probably didn't have any idea, right? You thought it was, you know.
I thought you were just fiddling around with some paper. I
haven't seen if there was anything written on it. Early nicotine-stained fingers and all
that's
that
right.
Stuff.
So in our super-secret off-air chat, I'm going to put this telephone number so you can call this person and we'll let them know they are the lucky winner, okay? So everybody's waiting to find out if they won. 10 pounds of Cloverdale bacon for selecting whether Carson Wentz would go one or two in the first round of the draft. By golly, watch your phone because Manny's about to call you. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. We're in the middle of a presidential race right now. All right? I don't know who the nominee is going to be, but it looks like it'd be Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton is president of the United States, the war on coal will continue and get much tougher. So it's important that you pay attention to this because your pocketbook is what will get hurt. Your livelihood, if you work in this industry, will get hurt. SecureEnergyFuture.org, great resource for the Clean Power Plan, ways to let your member of Congress know what's happening. Do it. It's important for sure. Check it out. Our next guest is got to be pretty darn proud. Ron Wingenbach is the head coach of the Bismarck Century football team and was at the MDU Community Bowl last night. Watson with a few thousand of Carson Wentz's best friends, what was happening on the big screen, and we wanted to check in with him today. Ron, you called it. You told us you had good intel from the Philly folks that it was no doubt he was going number two, so it probably wasn't much surprise when you heard it, but how was last night for you?
Well, it was quite an experience just to watch that many people viewing the big scoreboard. And kind of the ironic thing is when he wasn't named at number one, there was a lot of booing going on. And yet I think everybody had maybe some insight that perhaps he would be the number two selection. So it was quite a loud ovation when they named him number two.
And what do you think of that? Now, you're the coach, right? You remember that youngster at 5-something getting to 6'5", or darn near by it in a span of a few years under your tutelage and seeing, hey, maybe this guy's got some potential. Knowing what you know about Carson Wentz's skill set, is Philadelphia the better pick anyway?
I believe it is. I think a couple of reasons, perhaps schematically on the offensive side and maybe just the city itself. I think he's probably going to feel a little more comfortable in that type of atmosphere. And I know you've probably heard, the Philadelphia Eagle fans are some of the worst in the nation, but I got to believe they can also be perhaps some of the best, if you put a good day's work in. And I think that's what they're going to be getting from Carson. So I think it's a very good fit.
Yeah, that's really great. How do you think this helps North Dakota, Bismarck Century, NDSU? I mean, what's this mean going forward, do you believe?
Well, I think number one, certainly the whole state is getting a lot of recognition, and with that, of course, North Dakota State University, just a lot of very, very proud people at the Community Bowl last night and throughout the city here over the past several weeks. So it's just been kind of a big joyous event for everybody, and last night was just kind of a send-off, wishing him well in his future endeavors.
That's pretty cool. And you have to be one proud coach.
Well, like I said on the TV last night, I think our whole staff is really proud of his accomplishments. You think back 5 years ago, and then I'll just go back to that Fargo South semifinal game. There was an awful lot of talent on that football field that Saturday afternoon. And to think 5 years later we're going to be standing on that same field, perhaps watching him go as the number one draft pick was an unbelievable point, not only in my life, but certainly my football staff as well.
How pretty extraordinary. And by the way, ESPN being there was a nice touch. I don't know when that all came together, but I don't think you'd mentioned in the morning all the different things going on. But to have ESPN there live as part of the draft day coverage, that was a nice touch.
It certainly was. And a lot of that credit goes to Ben Lerbeck, our athletic director, and Troy Olson, who is the advisor for the DECA program. Those two individuals really spearheaded what transpired last night. And I thought the DECA kids, which is a business organization, just did an outstanding job. T-shirt sales, setting up all of the fun things for the youngsters to do, so to speak, and having all the food venues in the north parking lots. Just a real, real fun atmosphere.
That's awesome. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations again. Ron Wagenbach, head coach of the Bismarck Century football team. Carson Wentz's high school football coach right there. How neat is that to see one of your former players drafted in the first round of
now
the
he'll never have his own name again. You know, he'll just be Carson Wentz's old coach.
Trying to track down Jimmy Kleinsasse today, too. Now he's been knocked off the top. He was the previous highest draft pick ever from North Dakota. Of course, a great Minnesota Viking as well, and Jim's a Carrington native. Got a text in. We may hear from him by the end of the show. Wayne Stengem, the Talk Radio Town Hall next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.